Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
I trust you to demonstrate your word. I trust you to fulfill your word. I trust you to manifest your word like never before in these lives of your people. In Jesus' name, and all God's people say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Open your Bibles with me to Acts 14. I want to kind of close this out of my series that we've been looking at, that I've entitled Having Faith That Gives Birth to an Abounding Lifestyle. But I've been looking at a breakdown from that teaching. That's been my covering, Having Faith That Gives Birth to an Abounding Lifestyle. The one that we've been looking at is Capturing the Image of Faith. Write that down, Capturing the Image of Faith. And today is Activation Day. And I'm going to give you some things that God gave me, and we're just going to let the Holy Ghost do what he does best. Acts 14, starting at verse number 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men, capturing the image of faith. Well, we pointed out several things. And so I want to encourage you to go to the website. You can go to the sermons page and listen to the other parts of this teaching. But let's look at this. Look at verse 11 again. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. So let me ask this question. What did Paul do? What did Paul do? What did he actually do? Did he go through some gyrations and hocus pocus, mumbo jumbo, jump up and down? No, he didn't do none of those antics. Let's back up to find out what Paul did. First and foremost, we see that Paul preached the gospel. Verse 9 says, this crippled man heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Two, Paul operated with spiritual perception. Everyone say spiritual perception.
Spiritual perception.
In other words, we've already pointed this out. Glory to God. He was not locked into what the man looked like naturally. Paul did not allow the man's natural condition to talk him out of the manifestation that God had wanted to do for the man. Sometimes when you're praying, you're looking at the person you're praying for and all that they're going through. And that's why I don't like people to tell me a lot of details. Because when they tell you a lot of details, they want you to identify with them. And I always let them know, listen, if you came to me for a solution, I don't need to see what you see. Mm-hmm. I don't need to feel what you feel. Because if you see it, by you seeing that, by you feeling that, by you talking that way, if you could get your solution, you would have already gotten it. What you need to do, now everybody remember this, whenever you're asking for help, never try to persuade someone, convince somebody to see what you see. Because what you see is the problem. You've locked into the problem. You've been conditioned by the problem. You're feeling the effects of
the problem.
So now if you want the solution and you go to someone, You don't want them to identify with the problem, because all they're going to say is, you got a problem, which we already know. So Paul did not allow the man's condition to affect the revelation he was carrying for the man. Paul didn't allow the man's, glory to God, his position. What I mean by his position? His state of being. Look at this. His state of being was, he was impotent in his feet. He was a cripple from his mother's womb. And he had never walked. I'm always amazed at how the Holy Spirit uses words to describe a situation. And then I always ask the Lord, you didn't have to give us that much detail. I mean, we know what a person looks like who is impotent in their feet. But then to tell us that he was crippled from his mother's womb, that indicates how long he had been enduring this. Anybody in here been going through something for a long time and you want out? You've been putting up with something for a long time and you want out. Here's the thing, the key to your breakthrough. Never allow the length of time to condition you to accept what has happened to you. Never allow the length of time to persuade you and convince you to accept what has happened to you. You don't allow it to condition you. And so this man, his condition was real to him. His position was real to him. And this situation, what you mean this situation? His circumstances, glory to God. It was all real to him, and it affected how he believed pertaining to his life, how he believed about his life, how he believed what would happen to him in life. And so this condition became pretty much his prison. But here's the thing that I want to talk to you about today. And God had me write it out. This is actually one of my prayer journals. And he wanted me to write it out and bring it to you just like this. Just like this. So watch this. In verse 7, it says, "And there they preach the gospel." Okay, keep a marker in Acts 14. And go with me in your Bibles quickly now to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Everyone say the gospel. Is good news for every bad condition or wrong situation I will ever face in life. The gospel is good news. But it's not just news to tickle your ears. It's news to impact your life, influence your thinking, and cause turnarounds. Romans chapter 1, are you there? Romans chapter 1, look what Paul said here. The same one who preached the gospel in Lystra, where that man was, in Acts 14. In Romans 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God." Let me stop right here. What is the power of God? Come on, what is the power of God? The gospel, the good news, the word of God. Everyone say, it is the power of God.
It is the power of God.
Okay, now wait a minute. It will not be the power of God to you if you don't believe it. It won't be the power of God to you if you don't accept it as real power. Look what it says. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God." Now, if you don't have that underlined, I want you to underline it in your Bible. It is the power of God. It is the power. The gospel is the power of God. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Everyone say, you got to believe this. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein, wherein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So the gospel is the power of God. Say that. The gospel is the power of God. Say it again. The gospel is
the.
Now, go back to Acts 14. So when Paul was preaching, verse 8 says this crippled man was there. Verse 9 says he heard Paul speak. What he actually did was he heard Paul release. Release what? the power of God for his situation. When you're in church, if you don't consider that you're in a releasing moment, then you will be in a remaining moment. And you will remain in your situation. See, he heard Paul speak. Speak what? The gospel. Or in actuality, he heard Paul release. I've already told you this in this teaching, that words carry images. So like in Romans 10, 17, where it says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I said, hearing the word of God is actually capturing the image of God or the image of faith that's coming from the word of God. Remember what I told you? We don't think in words. Right? When I say dog, we don't think D-O-G. We think the image of a dog, either our dog or the dog we like or the last dog we saw. We think in images. When I say bird, you don't think B-I-R-D. You think the image of a bird. That's how God made us. So hearing the gospel is capturing the image of the gospel or capturing the image of the power of God. He heard Paul preach. He actually heard Paul release the power of God for his situation. Okay, go with me in your Bibles now. Keep a marker at Acts 14. We're coming right back. Look at 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2. So a lot of times, in our day and time, we have a lot of people filled with intellectualism. And they don't have expectation for power to be released. Or let me say it like this, expectation for power to be received. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look at this. Paul preached the gospel, and the gospel is the power of God. Paul preached the gospel, and the gospel is the power of God. When you hear the word, you're actually capturing the image of God or the image of faith. All right, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, Paul writes, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Now stop right here before I continue reading. Let's look at what he's saying. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom. I didn't come trying to impress you intellectually. I did not come trying to show you how much wisdom I have. Now, you got to understand the Apostle Paul's position, because he was part of the Sanhedrin court. He could hold his own in any court session. The man went to school. He sat at the feet of some of the best teachers of his day. But he says, I didn't use any of that. He says, I didn't come with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Now, why is this so important? Before we continue reading, because intellectualism contaminates the releasing of the power of God. Because when you're intellectualizing something, you're bringing everything down to your reasoning and what you understand. And when God wants his power to do something, he never asks you how much you know. It's all about what he knows. So that's why you got to understand, when it comes to the supernatural, you got to get your head out of the way. When it comes to believing God, you got to get your head out of the way. You have to understand, he's not asking you how much you can calculate, what you can intellectualize. He's not asking you your reasoning capabilities, your reasoning faculties. He's not asking you if you went to school or not. If you did, that's good. But in this situation that you're facing, like this man in Acts 14, school didn't help. Intellectualism didn't help. Reasoning didn't help. He needed the power. And for some of us in here who have been going through some things, listen to me, for a long time, God is saying, I want to activate you to a place that'll bring you up and out of what you've been enduring. But I'm not going to do it by your head. I'm going to do it simply as I release my power through the declaration of the gospel. Now, will you believe it to step into a place of release you've never known before? Say, I want to be released. I want to be released. I want to be released. So he says this in verse 2, for I determine. Now, it's a determination. So when Paul preached to that man in Acts 14, he determined not to be affected by what he saw. He determined not to be moved by it. He determined. And for some of us, I said this when I was training my ministers, my ministry training class. I told them, I said, if I ever see Pastor Mark go through anything, I want y'all to always remember this. Don't you dare come give me any sympathy. I don't need your sympathy. I need your faith. I said, you come and remind me of the word that I preached and taught. You come and bring the word to me. Why am I saying that? Because, dear hearts, many of us in here, you've locked into approaching problems with sympathy. You sympathize with others going through. Your prayer is from a place of sympathy. You want God to do something for them. The reason why you want God to do something for them because you sympathize with them. It's not sympathy they need. It's the supernatural. And in order to activate the supernatural, you got to step out of the natural. You got to step out of the natural. You got to stop siding in with your relationship connection. You got to stop siding in with your emotional connection. You got to stop siding in with your experience connection. You got to stop. Oh, y'all listening to me? You can't side in with those things that have no bearing on supernatural activity. So Paul says here, verse 2, for I determined not to know anything among you except or save Jesus Christ in him crucified. All I want to know is, do you believe Jesus? Verse 3, look at this. He says, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why, Paul? God, why are you telling us this? And everybody look at verse 5. And we're going to read it together. Ready? Let's read. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Where's your faith standing today? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So let's write some things down today. Let's write some things down today. I want you to put this, see, today, dear hearts, I've come today to activate you, to release you into fresh activations of the Holy Ghost. Fresh activations of the Holy Ghost. So let's write some things down. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So number one, you're going to write, I refuse to allow my faith to stand in man's wisdom from this moment forward. My faith simply stands in the power of God. Hallelujah. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man. I refuse to allow my faith to stand in the wisdom of men. But from this moment forward, my faith is standing in the power of God. Now that's gonna listen. It's gonna require determination. See, like, the reason I share with you my testimony about the sickness hitting me and how I respond, and I went through the whole process to let you know, is because from this moment forward, my faith is standing in the power of God. I'm standing in the power of God. Bending over, cringing in pain. I'm standing in the power of God. I don't care what it looked like. I'm determined to believe in the power of God. So, I'm going to give you four things here that you're going to begin speaking over yourself as I activate you. Number one, well, you already wrote one, so this will be two. I speak to the spirit around to take notice that I am anointed by the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Yeah, that's going to be your declaration. It's not just going to come from your mouth, but it's also going to come from the life you live. I speak to the spirit realm to take notice that I am anointed by the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, somebody. I speak to the spirit realm to take notice that I am anointed by the Holy Ghost. You know what that means? I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm anointed by the Holy Ghost. Too blessed to be stressed, Jesus. Hallelujah. Three. See, I'm still speaking to the spirit realm now. I speak to the spirit realm to take notice. Three, I am empowered by the Holy Ghost. I am empowered by the Holy Ghost. Glory to Jesus. I am empowered by the Holy Ghost. So my weak days are over. My weak approach to problems is over. My feeling perplexed, confused, conflicted, it's over. I'm empowered by the Holy Ghost. And then what number is this? Four. This is four?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go over and let me see what you got. Number one is, come on, say it.
I refuse to allow my faith to stand in the wind of this. But my faith stands in the
wind. I refuse to allow my faith to stand in the wisdom of men, but to simply stand in the power of God. Two.
I speak to the spirit realm. Uh-huh. That I am anointed by the Holy Ghost.
Everybody declare that I am anointed by the Holy Ghost.
I am anointed by the Holy Ghost.
So my weak days are over.
So you're
going to have to overcome weak conditioning that you have allowed to become part of your life and how you handle some things. You know those times when you feel helpless? When some of you deal with certain people and you don't like conflict, personality conflict, and so some people clam up. They really freeze up. You can't approach it that way anymore. See, understanding the anointing of the Holy Ghost is not talking about you now got to get loud and make somebody understand who you are. No, it's not about that. It's about understanding, glory to God, I'm carrying your solution. I'm here for you. You may not understand it. The only reason why you are that way is because of your response to what has happened to you. But today there's going to be a new response because I showed up. I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. I bring influence, impact. Are y'all listening to me? And I'm carrying an impartation. All right, three. What you got?
I'm empowered by the
Holy Ghost.
My weak days are over.
You really got to get that. Paul did not look weak. You know, I don't. Oh, Jesus, I shouldn't say this. I don't like preachers who try to look strong publicly in front of others, but can't whip a demon behind closed doors. You're going to cave in? Now preachers are just, they are people just like everybody else. They just have more responsibility. But I just don't like the presentation put on. You know what I mean? That's why I taught my ministry team. You are a minister all the time. You got to understand that. All right. So this next one is, I am strengthened by the Holy Ghost. Even what I was going through, my belief and my declaration, my determination was, I'm still strong. I'm strengthened by the Holy Ghost. Man, it felt like my ribs were crushing. It felt like I had no strength and my equilibrium was off. But my belief was, I'm strengthened by the Holy Ghost. See, when you're strengthened by the Holy Ghost, you don't have to prove anything to anybody else, because it's not about them, it's about Him. I'm not trying to put on. So some people, they when they walk in by faith and making faith declarations, they're trying to impress other people. That's why their faith don't work. No. I'm strengthened by the Holy Ghost. And the last one, I am walking in the supernatural. Say that. I am walking in the supernatural. I am walking in the supernatural. I am walking in the supernatural. So I don't approach things from a it's not happening for me mindset. I approach things from I'm walking in the supernatural. I'm walking. See, I'm activating you today. You got to catch this. You got to let go of helplessness. But Pastor Mark, it's been with me too long. What has been with you too long? Jesus or the condition? Jesus knew me before the foundation of the earth. And before the foundation of the earth, I had no condition. So I'm not going to allow a condition to talk me out of my righteous position. Say amen, somebody. I do have one more for you, because you got to get this one. Here it is. I want the reality of the Holy Spirit to be evident in my daily life. Now, what am I giving you? These are your activation declarations that you're going to be saying to yourself, saying over yourself. I want the reality of the Holy Spirit to be evident in my daily life. In the name of Jesus, I speak that in Jesus' name. I don't want you just coming to church for the sake of church. I want you coming to church to be empowered to become more supernatural than you ever were before. You are the solution this world needs, but you got to stop siding in with the problem. Hallelujah. Everyone say this out. I say, Holy Spirit. No. Say it like you believe. Say it like you believe. Say, Holy Spirit. Activate me. To move in the supernatural. In Jesus' name. Come on, say it again. Say, Holy Spirit. Activate me. To move in the supernatural. In Jesus' name. Come on, say it again. Say, Holy Spirit. Activate me. To flow in the supernatural. In Jesus' name. Now give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Activate me to move in the supernatural. Activate me to flow with the supernatural. Activate me to be in sync with the supernatural in Jesus' name. Why? That my faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. What did Paul do to cause those people to say the gods have come down? He declared something, glory to God, because Paul was fully persuaded about what was supposed to happen. Paul, watch this, was determined that he was not going to be denied. That's how I want my intercessors praying. That they're praying prayers that they accept no denial.
Amen.
No denial. You want me to give them that? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm activating you today. I'm activating you today. I'm activating you today. God, you can tell I'm writing on everything. Hallelujah. Are you ready? I'm giving you rules for spiritual engagement. Here's your rules for spiritual engagement. Watch this, Mother Carmen. Rules for spiritual engagement. I'm empowering you now to step up and step out. Glory to God. Now, before you even try to write them, I want y'all to listen to them because I want you to catch it. You got to capture what you're hearing. Capture it. Capture the image of faith from this. Because as you activate it, you got to understand this. God wants you at this place to where you don't settle for a condition or a position that's not the will of God for your life. Listen, don't write. Listen. Don't settle for a condition or a position that's not the will of God for your life. Here's the next one. This is your rules for spiritual engagement. Don't settle for any more unanswered prayer. Jesus. And then here's the last one. Listen. Don't write. Listen. God says, from this moment forward, speak a word that you're willing to live by and you refuse to allow it to be denied.
Jesus. Glory.
Shaka Zulu. Jesus. Okay. Can we write it now, Pastor? Go ahead. Number one. Here we go. Number one. Don't settle for a condition or a position that's not the will of God for your life. Jesus, don't settle. Don't settle for a condition or a position that's not the will of God for your life. Don't settle. You know what I was kind of bothered by? The body of Christ. Because during this pandemic, they would take something like this, this statement I just gave you, and they would take it out of context. They said, see there, Pastor Mark said, see, that's why I don't have to settle and take and accept that about wearing a mask. That ain't what I'm talking about. So watch this. Some of them were upset about a mask and wasn't even winning nobody to Christ. You see how we get this off? No. It's not about a mask thing. And listen, that was just for now. There's some more things going to be coming up. Because the closer we get to Jesus, the world is going to get darker. And with all of this social media, you're going to see more and more things you've never seen before. That's one of the things that's going to happen with the Antichrist and his two partners, let me call them that, glory to God, to where the reason why he's going to go and be so paramount in people's eyes, because they're going to see him die and get back up. Well, how can we be able to do that through social media? It's going to go viral. And people are going to believe it. And by them believing it, they're going to give license to it. And they're going to succumb to his influence. That's how all this is going to happen. So you got people now doing the same thing. Man, they believe everything. I remember that commercial came out many years ago. This dude was talking to this girl. She said, I'm going on this date. He said, how do you meet her? On the internet. And then he said, well, what do you know about him? He's French. How do you know that? He said it on the internet. Homeboy walk up looking like he's from the beach. Bonjour. But that's people, man. And you got to get ready. So don't settle for a condition or a position that's not the will of God for your life. Two, don't settle. From this moment forward, don't settle anymore for unanswered prayer. Don't settle anymore for unanswered prayer. And then finally, and I'm done. Speak a word that you're willing to live by and you refuse to allow it to be denied. Speak a word that you're willing to live by and you refuse to allow it to be denied. Hallelujah. At this point in my life, my brothers and sisters, I'm willing to act on a greater instruction than where I am. I'm willing to do something greater. Speak a word that you're willing to live by and you refuse to allow it to be denied. You know what that will do? That'll take your prayer life to another level. Stand on your feet. Lift your hands as you stand. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to pray this over you. I'm asking you in Zoom land to do the same thing right where you are. Come out of that comfortable position. I want you to stand right where you are. Stand right where you are, no matter what you're doing. Stop what you're doing and stand and let me decree this over you. I've come today to activate every one of you. And you got to receive this today. I arrest every negative thought and feeling that Satan has used in the past to tempt you, to defeat you, to discourage you, to confuse you, or cause you to back up or back off in Jesus' name. I arrest every negative thought and feeling that Satan has used in the past to tempt you, to defeat you, to discourage you, to confuse you, or cause you to back up or back off. In the mighty name of Jesus, just like Paul said, all he did was say, stand up or right on thy feet. And the man stood. I say to you now in the name of Jesus, stand up right on your feet. And so as you're standing in the name of Jesus, become activated to walk in supernatural activity like never before. Now receive it right there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, receive it right there. Begin saying out of your mouth, my days of being normal are over. My days of being normal are over. Come on, come on, come on, come on, talk. My days of being normal are over in the name of Jesus. My days, whatever normal is for you, declare my days of being normal are over in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody need to declare my weekdays are over in Jesus' name. My Robashika. Come on, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him. Worship. My weekdays are over in the name of Jesus. My Randi said Robo. My weekdays are over in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you. Come on, somebody say, my days are barely getting by or over. In Jesus' name. Now praise him for it. Praise him for it. Praise him for it. Hallelujah. Come on, say it with some conviction. My days of coming up short are over. Now praise him for it, praise him for it, praise him for it. Praise him for it, praise him for it. Hallelujah. One more time, one more time. Say, my days of giving in to insignificance are over. Now say this, I am important to the work of God. Now give him praise. Give him praise. Come on.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship or to contact Pastor Mark or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God and you will never be the same again.